So, how old were you when you started working on fishing boats with your brother?
About 7 years old. Mother said as long as we could swim, she'd let us go out. We'd go out from the western shore of the bay out to the shipping channel, and they bottom fish there with the party, the guys that owned the boats. We carry about 20 people on a fishing party. And I was young enough or old enough I could take fish off the hook and bait their hooks up for the people, and then we'd make about a quarter tip at the end of the day, end of the night.
So that's basically what you were doing, taking fish off and baiting? Mm-hmm.
When I got big enough, they'd let me handle the anchor, throw the anchor over, and then I got a little bigger, I could pull it up.
How many hours would you go out for on a typical day?
They'd leave at about 4 in the afternoon, get back around 10 or 10:30, whenever we run out of bait, which I usually helps. I'd be cutting bait up, flipping it overboard, because the more soon they ran out of bait, we could go home.
Right.
They'd catch 200 or 300 fish, though.
How big of a boat?
About a 50-foot boat. Just single engine, no radios, anything like that. They'd go out right on the other side of the shipping channel here in the bay. And these ships, let's see, they'd be about 300-400 yards from us going by up and down the bay. I'd seen Japanese ships coming in with a big rising sun on the side of them. It was quite interesting. Then here to find out a little later you're at war with them.
Right. Was that kind of your first contact with, the sense that there are other countries out there? That sort
really,
of
that? Because you didn't know what kind of ships were going up. Now let's see one of those. That big rising sun on the side, painted on the side.
Yeah. So you grew up around the bay?
Mm-hmm. Every summer we did.
Okay, so you summered out here.
And we had a cottage down on the western shore of the bay. Mm-hmm. In fact, that cottage is still sitting there. It's in bad shape now, but we don't own it anymore.
And then when you weren't here during the summer, you were on the farm?
He had a farm. My stepfather had a farm, a tobacco farm. And the first summer I was down there, I worked on the farm. I said, I don't like this stuff. And the next summer, I got a job on the Navy base. They'd started up the mine warfare test station at Solomon's. And my mother was the first woman employee to get hired there.
Really?
And they hired me. As soon as I turned 16, I got a driver's license. And I worked in the motor pool there. But
this was during the war.
During the war, and of course, the base at Solomon's Mine Test Station, they developed the mines and torpedoes that our country used. They perfect them and things, because it's a very deep river there at Patuxent River, and they could just take them offshore a little ways and sit them way down in the water and explode them.
So that was to protect the harbor, or did they use them overseas?
You know, really just to test the mines out.
Yeah.
Because nothing ever came up the bay that far as needing protection.
So you were at Sheepshead for just a couple months, you said?
About 3 months, yeah. And I got on my first... Of course, when you graduated from Sheepshead, I really wanted to study there. I wasn't a good student normally, but I wanted to study there. And because I found out... I love the engine department, which I'm in now. Mm-hmm. And if you passed everything, you could ship out as a fireman, water tender, or oiler. If you didn't pass, you went out as a wiper. And I heard what the wipers had to do. They had to paint and clean up. Mopping the floors and everything. So I did pass and got my fireman, water tender, and oiler papers. And when you graduated from there, of course, they gave you your uniform. It was very similar to a Navy uniform. It looked like it almost, but it wasn't quite similar to the Navy. And they took us from Sheepshead Bay, a whole busload of us, and drove us right to a Union Hall in New York City. We went into, I didn't know what Union was. I'd never been in a Union in my life. And it was the National Maritime Union. I don't know where it was or what, but the only thing I knew about New York City was the subway system. I'd learned that from going ashore in the weekends.
Up from Sheepshead, you'd come
into Manhattan.
What would you do in Manhattan?
Go to a movie, or all night movie or something. And if I was tired, the Penn Station had a servicemen center in it. And you go, they had cots laid out, you could lie down there and rest and sleep over. I didn't want to pay for a hotel or anything.
Yeah.
We were only making